wonderful, wonderful. And it's especially good to hear that song after that scripture reading. Did you hear that scripture reading?
No, no.
That's part of our lectionary. The reading came from, I love to say the word, Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is where it came from. And Ecclesiastes is considered one of the wisdom books of the Bible. It's in the Old Testament, and it's situated in a certain place in the Hebrew Bible that it's supposed to be full of wisdom. And it's very poetic. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful poetic books in the Bible, and a lot of songs and essays over the centuries have been based on this book, plays and music. And one of the most recent ones, and Rick can probably tell us about that one, is there's a song by the Birds. It's called Turn, 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 mm-hmm. For Every Season. Mm-hmm. Turn, Turn, There Is a Place. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? That comes from chapter 3.
Okay.
Today, we're in chapter 1 and 2. And this today, to me, reminded me more of that song. It was by Ernie Ford. You load 16 tons, and what do you get?
Another day
older and deeper in debt. That is a lot like what this sounded in the poetic style. Of course, it repeats words, but for the first one that I noticed it repeating was vanity. Vanity of vanity, it's all vanity. Vanity in this case does not mean conceited. It means in vain, pointless, futile. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you work so hard. You go to work every day. You toil under the sun. You work and work and work. And you even think about it at night. I mean, the teacher talks about just being vexed at night. You know, when you take that home, sometimes you've been worried at night about the tasks that you did all day. And so you do all of that. And then what happens when you're gone? I mean, basically, you leave it to your no good children, right? They don't know what to do with it. Why? Why did I do all this if I'm just going to leave it here?
Say it.
So that's pretty cheerful. You might have heard of the Vanderbilts, the Vanderbilt family. Cornelius Vanderbilt, they called him the Commodore. And in the 1800s, he came from nothing, very, very poor. And he worked and he toiled under the sun. And he built this huge shipping business. And he was very, very wealthy and very successful. And in 1877, he died. So when he died, there was $95 million. Mm-mm. Now, in today's money, you can imagine it's like a billion or something. But there was this $95 million. And he left the majority of it to his oldest son. And then he spread the rest around to his other no good children. So the son, the oldest son, took that $95 million. And in 10 years, he doubled it. Mm. But he was miserable. Mm. There's lots of writings and interviews with him where he says, you know, I don't really have anything more than my neighbor has. I don't enjoy more than anybody else. And it's really hard just taking care of this money. But he did it. And then when he died, he left it to his no good children. And his no good children really were no good children. They spent like there was no tomorrow. They built houses in, you know, by the seashore to live in for 2 weeks out of the year. They threw huge million-dollar parties. They just spent it all. By 1977, there was a Vanderbilt family reunion, and not a single Vanderbilt was a millionaire in 100 years. Boom. And I was reading, I'm giving you all the cheerful news here. I was reading that seriously, even for you and I, you know, I come from a very modest income, but even if you are blessed enough to come from even more income, they say that 100 years from now, 98% of our stuff is going to be in a garage sale or a landfill. And think about it. What do you have in your possession from 100 years ago? I have some great photos, and I have a couple pieces of sentimental jewelry. But that's really all I have, right? So what have I inherited? Why did everybody work so hard under the sun? But is that everything I have? Mm-mm. It's not. I have received so many gifts. Gifts from God, but gifts from other people. People touching my life. I have inherited from people I know, from teachers and family members, but I've also inherited from people I've never met. I've inherited the writings of Shakespeare, of Charles Dickens, of J.R.R. Tolkien. I mean, I've inherited music from Beethoven, from Charles Wesley, from Bruce Springsteen, music that I love and that makes me happy. I've inherited inspiration and leadership from wonderful leaders like Thomas Jefferson, Martin Luther King, Corrie Ten Boom. You can just go on and on and on. And those are the people that everybody's inherited from. There's even more. So that's part of my inheritance. So now, what I do with my inheritance? Well, one of the things I inherited was Ecclesiastes. We're back to that. A place, though, to consider and think worth and worthiness, purpose and wealth. A reminder to use the right perspective when we're counting our riches and when we're giving them away. What wealth are you giving away right now? What are you doing with your time and your treasure and your talent that someone else is inheriting? Some of it you might not even think about. You're like, oh yeah, I bought that rice in for Cross. But that's something that someone else is inheriting. Mm. Well, sure, I helped teach my granddaughter how to count. Yes, that is what she is inheriting. Every person you connect with is actually inheriting something from you. That's your inheritance. And then take you back around. What about the biggest gift you've ever gotten? The one you woke up with this morning just surrounded by. God's grace.
Amen.
God's grace, God's love, and God's forgiveness. And how am I giving that away? How am I sharing? How am I letting other people know that I've had this gift and I'm inheriting it? Now, there's all kinds of ways to do this. If you all would, one of you would like to more, would like to go home and climb up on the roof of your house or your apartment building and start preaching the gospel, I support you. I will even, come and listen maybe the first time if it doesn't take too long. But there's other ways you can do it. And you can smile at the cashier that just annoyed you because she didn't ring something up right. Or you can be kind to a neighbor. You can bring in their trash can today. Or you can offer to take their trash out. You can, after you've toiled and you've had your labor under the sun, and you're maybe not in the best frame of mind and you're discouraged, you can treat the people you love most with the best of you.
Yes.
You know, we go places, we do things, and even when it's work for God, sometimes you feel like you've given it all away. I am done today. But you should be nice to the people you live with, too.
Amen.
And just remembering that there's places where you can share your inheritance everywhere. You've been inheriting wealth all your life. Every time someone made you feel welcome, when you learned to do something or someone else taught you something, I inherited, I'll tell you about one of mine, I inherited the most amazing gift from Justin McMillan when Justin was 4 years old. I was in college about 40 years ago. I was in college and I was babysitting for Justin. And I was having one of the worst nights of my life. I just felt horrible. I felt like everything was pointless, like it was all in vain. I felt like I wanted to give up. It was horrible. I mean, I was almost shaking. I couldn't understand how I could end up at this place and how I could ever possibly get out of it. It was that kind of feeling. And Justin is over in the corner of the room playing with his trains. And Justin really loves his trains. And he loved playing with his trains. And he could amuse himself. He was just one kid. And he'd be playing with the trains and making the choo-choo noises and doing all these things. And I'm sitting over here feeling like my world is ending. And suddenly, just in the middle of the trains and the noise and the choo-choo songs, Justin gets up. He toddles over to me. He picks up a blanket. He puts it in my lap. And he says, "I love you, Norma Ann." And then he goes right back to the corner to his trains, and he just starts playing again. That was a God moment for me. That was somebody telling me, your problems aren't as important as you think they are.
Yeah. Amen.
That was God telling me, yes, you know, there are children that need to hear love from you.
Yeah.
As much as they need to give love. So are we toiling in vain? Do we focus too much on our jobs or the tasks that are right in front of us that we lose sight of what we can give away? I told you about the Vanderbilts. Now I'll tell you about another one. Actually, this is about 300. Millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, very wealthy people on our planet. In 2010, three of them, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and Melinda Gates, decided to make a public pledge. They wrote a letter. They put it on a website. It's called givingpledge.org, if you ever want to go look it up and see if Norma Ann really meant what she said. They wrote this letter, and it said that they pledged to give away the majority of their income while they were living for philanthropic and charitable causes. And now, after those three started it, there's almost 300 very wealthy people on there. And they've all pledged to give that money away instead of leaving it all to their no-good children. And the world has become their children. And it has become a positive place. And that's what they're doing with their inheritance. That's a lot. That's exciting. And there's a lot wrapped up then in those 240 words from our reading today where they talk about vanity 10 times. Because we can relate to those moments. And we can figure out, we know when it's, we just felt like it was all pointless. They happen. It's even a little bit comforting to me to know that other people have gone through that. Mm-hmm. I'm not by myself. We're not alone in those moments when we have those feelings. But like King Solomon, and like other people we know and love and that we have inherited from, we don't have to stay in that place. We don't need to think it's all in vain. We have inherited wealth beyond measure.
Amen.
And we have inherited wealth that we can start giving away now. And as much as we give it away, I promise you, you're going to wake up tomorrow and still have plenty. Mm-hmm. So you're not toiling in vain. Give away your inheritance. And any gift you give, whether it's kindness, or it's affection, or it's encouragement, or it is money, or it is solid products like food or time. Any of those things that you give is giving away your inheritance, and it is never wasted.
Amen.
Never. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was nice.